This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. In recent weeks, we've been taking you into the shops and workshops of people who make and repair things with their hands. We're calling it Artisans of Michigan. A blacksmith shop has a smell like no other. It's the coal in the forge, the hot steel.
I did forget to give you the safety warning. Everything in here is dirty or sharp or possibly very hot.
We're visiting Waterloo Metalworks to talk to John Ryer about what it's like to be a blacksmith today.
70 years ago, your blacksmith may have been the mechanic in a village. He would have been the one fixing your buggies, your wagons, your tooling. And while there are certainly blacksmiths today that do tooling, production, industrial work, most of the ones that I bump into are artistic blacksmiths or ornamental blacksmiths. We do a lot of work on buildings, railings, lighting fixtures, pot racks, things like that.
If you had to make a living as not an ornamental blacksmith, just fixing broken hitches and things like that, could you make a living?
Then I would be a mechanic, and I would probably be making a better living.
So why be a blacksmith?
Because when the Great Recession hit, I lost my job of 22 years, and I had been doing this kind of on the side as a way to learn a craft. I had an office job, and I wanted to learn a craft, something that maybe not would leave a legacy, but would give me some inspiration to get through my day. And I found a wonderful master blacksmith that taught me this craft. And I did it for a little while. I did it as a journeyman, and then got my full-time job back because it paid really well, and it gave me insurance and things like that. In 2009, that job went away. So I had to find a way to make a living. This is the only other thing I knew how to do.
So I'm center punching the steel first to give the drill bit somewhere to bite.
He's not just about hammer and tongs, although there are a lot of those in the shop. He uses a power hammer, too. He says it only makes sense, it's just efficient, and yeah, it's really loud. He's not alone here. He offers lessons, and his apprentice, Luke Blau, has his leather apron on watching John Ryer at work.
I've always admired blacksmiths, and I just love to see how they work, how they're there with the metal. They can have their hands right there on the work. It's not something that's on a screen. Something that's interested me.
When'd you first see a blacksmith at work?
Probably when I was 10, 11, somewhere around there. I would like to look at swords and stuff like that. So I'd see that and wonder where they came from and watch the blacksmith and just, from that, started liking them.
There are a lot of blacksmiths who start with blades, those knives and swords. There's even a cable TV show where they compete, but Ryer's metalwork is forged architectural work. Railings, furniture. He'll do some repair work too, but a lot of this is stuff for houses and nice buildings. That architectural work is his specialty. He's done the work all over Alaska, New York, Virginia, the Bahamas, Ecuador, and of course a lot here in Michigan.
I don't have a particular style myself. You know, maybe some people can look at my work and they say, yes, that's John Ryer's work. I'd like to do whatever the client wants, so whatever comes in the door is what I make.
But you're doing a lot of Art Nouveau stuff here.
If I had a choice, and if I was only going to do one thing, it would probably be Art Nouveau. It's my favorite thing. It's botanical. It doesn't always have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfectly symmetrical. You know, if it looks right, it is.
That's John Ryer with Waterloo Metalworks, Stateside's latest subject in our Artisans of Michigan series. You can see some photos of his shop and his work on our website. That's MichiganRadio.org.